Republicans rip Hillary Clinton for fanning the violent left-wing flames against Donald Trump. By Wendell Hasebo on September 17, 2024. Republicans took to social media to condemn two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton for further raising the political temperature during an MSNBC interview on Monday by alleging former President Donald Trump is a danger to our country and the world. Democrat and media rhetoric that claims Trump is a threat to democracy fueled the second assassination attempt on his life, the former president said Monday. Their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at. When I am the one who is going to save the country. And they are the ones that are destroying the country. Both from the inside and out, Trump told Fox News, commenting on the suspect. Body cam footage, alleged would-be Donald Trump assassin arrested. After Trump's statement, Clinton went on MSNBC and continued to inflame tensions. I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. He is a danger to our country and the world, she said. Citing alleged 2016 Russian election interference, Clinton went on to suggest that political opponents must face censorship through law enforcement. I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or, even in some cases, criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence. Hillary Clinton knows exactly what she's doing here, Donald Trump Jr. posted on X. Just a day after a Democrat donor and Kamala Harris supporter tried murdering my dad. She is purposely fanning the violent left-wing flames to put his life further in danger. Hillary Clinton knows exactly what she's doing here. Just a day after a Democrat donor and Kamala Harris supporter tried murdering my dad. She is purposely fanning the violent left-wing flames to put his life further in danger. Donald Trump Jr., at Donald E. Trump Jr., September 17, 2024. Trump Jr.'s comment was followed by a remark from Republican vice presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance, oh. Here is Hillary Clinton, calling for civil and criminal penalties for speech she disagrees with. But why stop at jailing your opponents? He asked. Hillary is calling for censorship, but she's really calling for violence. Reject censorship. Reject violence, Vance said. Stephen Miller, Trump's former speechwriter, said Clinton's rhetoric is reprehensible. It is dangerous, reckless, vile, demented and unhinged, he said. Hillary Clinton out here doing more assassination prep. Editor-in-chief of The Federalist Molly Hemingway posted. This is evil, Republican strategist Tim Murtaugh said. The day after Trump survived a second assassination attempt, Hillary Clinton is out trying to stir up a third one. Caroline Leavitt, the Trump campaign's national spokeswoman, suggested that Vice President Kamala Harris should be asked if she condemns Clinton's violent rhetoric. We look forward to every MSM journalist asking Kamala Harris if she denounces this violent rhetoric from Hillary Clinton less than 48 hours after President Trump almost got assassinated, for the second time, because of rhetoric like this, she said. Newsmax host Rob Schmidt said Clinton is furious he's, Trump's, still alive. Democrats and the media have said for years that Trump should be eliminated and destroyed thoroughly because he is an existential threat. Trump is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated. Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, said in 2023. It is not enough to simply beat Trump. He must be destroyed thoroughly. His kind must not rise again, Harris adviser David Plouffe said in 2016. Trump is the greatest national security threat to the United States, Harris has repeatedly claimed. There is one existential threat, it's Donald Trump, President Joe Biden said. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, said Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project. Authorities apprehended Ryan Wesley Routh, 58, on Sunday for allegedly attempting to assassinate Trump while he enjoyed a round of golf in South Florida. Routh appeared to be a Trump supporter in 2016 but turned against him by 2020. Make Americans slaves again, he posted earlier in 2024. Routh reportedly placed a Biden-Harris bumper sticker on a truck outside his home in Hawaii and donated to Democrats' fundraising machine. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hasebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hasebo.